I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. First, they have an end of the year blowout sale going on used RVs. They have more than 20 units currently in stock, where they've taken trades in of older used RVs. They've cleaned them up, polished them up, new mattresses, some of them even new carpet, make them look basically like brand new, and they've got to go. The reason they got to go is because they're making room for the new 2026 models that soon will be here. So if you've ever wanted to get a trailer, a camper, a fifth wheel, a pickup truck, whatever camper you're looking for, you need to get over to Northern Michigan RV. They're just west of I-75 off exit 282 in downtown Gaylord. You head west to the traffic light there at the Walgreens. Go north to Expressway Court. Followed around, absolutely easy to find. But as of this morning, 20 used RV blowout sale. First come, first serve. You give them your vehicle, you tell them what you're going to be towing it with. They'll tell you which one of these used RVs you can get a great deal on. They'll give you financing, they'll get you all set up, you're good to go. Be ready to head down south this winter. All the forecasts saying this is going to be a brutally cold, snowy, brutally cold, bitter cold January and February. You can get a used RV at a great price, get it financed, be ready to head down south for a couple weeks, maybe even a month. So get over there, take a look at the inventory. Now, also, starting tomorrow and this Saturday, they have their RV winterization roof inspection special. No appointment necessary. Just show up and drive through. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, October 24th and 25th. I'm actually going to take our travel trailer over there on Saturday. The cost this year, $99.95. No difference, regardless of the year, brand, or style of whatever RV you have, they'll take care of it. Just show up, drive through 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Now, they're also offering 20% on their winter covers. They have them in stock. You can get a cover for it. If you want to store it outside in your driveway next to your garage, you can get a cover and put it on before winter sets in. It'll help protect the roof and keep it looking perfectly clean through the winter. No leaves, no snow. They have a cover for your RV. So when you go over there, make sure you mention Trucker Randy sent you. You can get a great deal on a used RV, finance, ready to go, out the door, totally ready to go for this winter. And then, of course, get your unit winterized. They'll drain all the lines. They'll blow out all the water. They'll put in the antifreeze and drain everything, get you ready to go, and they will check your roof. Any caulking that needs to be done, they'll take care of any potential leaks. So just show up, drive through, 9 to 5 tomorrow, Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday. And take a short break. Word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I forgot to mention in that last segment, you can go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com, and you can look at the inventory online. You can look at the used RVs that they have available. Both new and used are there. All you got to do is click on it. They will give you a choice of new only or used only. So when you click on the used only and hit search, then all of their used trailer inventory comes up. So one example here, real simple, and this is pretty interesting. A used 2019 Jayco Hummingbird. This is a 10RK. Now, normally, the book value on this unit is $12,000. They're throwing a $1,000 discount. They're willing to sell it for $11,000, $10,000, $995. Your payment on this trailer is $117 a month. Sleeps two people, cute little trailer. The total length of this thing is only 13 feet long. It only weighs 1,545 pounds and even has a rear kitchen. For $117 a month, and it has a bed and a toilet. So you got a little guest bedroom parked out in your driveway. Cute little trailer. You can haul this thing with almost anything. I mean, a small little SUV could probably pull this. A car could pull this. This thing is amazing. A little bit bigger, larger unit. 2014 Forest River, Cross Vibe, sleeps five, has one slide out. This one is 28 feet long, weighs 5,400 pounds. This, you'd need a larger SUV or a small pickup. $13,995. Monthly payment, $150 a month. Slightly older, been refurbished. It's got an awning that is showing here in the photograph and two axles. So it's got electric brakes. $14,000, $150 a month. So lots of good units over there for sale. You need to go and check it out. Definitely need to check it out. And if you're a veteran, negotiate the best deal. And then mention that you're a veteran, you'll get a $500 cash discount on top of it. So appreciate Tony and the team. Again, when you go there, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, one of the other things that I'm looking at here today is kind of interesting, is that the process, again, we always talk about the process. The entire process of how Democrats are losing their minds and are demanding the removal of Dominion voting machines from all clerks' offices in the entire country. We talked about this story on Monday earlier in the week. Well, that's because a Republican with a lot of experience in elections has bought Dominion voting machines. Again, we talked about it on Monday, and it was really interesting because one of the things that I think most people don't understand is how this is going to change the dynamics of voting in the near future. Let me pull this story up again. I want to make sure I get it accurate. Liberty Vote, Scott Leyendecker. He purchased Dominion, and in that process of purchasing, he also demanded that they drop the lawsuits against Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell from MyPillow. In order to buy the company, that's what John Paulus, the CEO owner of Dominion, had to agree to. Pretty interesting. Well, now the Democrats are demanding that all Dominion voting machines be removed from clerks' offices across the country. So we'll see basically if that happens or whether or not they're under contract and forced to keep the machines through next year. Here is the bottom line official story. Dominion voting system was bought on October 9th and renamed Liberty Vote, which will cause the Board of State Canvassers now to rework the contracts that are currently held by the voting machine company. Under Jocelyn Benson, the current election director, Jonathan Brader, said they don't expect any major operational impacts from the sale. However, the contract language would need to be changed to the new name to reflect the new company and new ownership. Brader said new contracts for voting equipment vendors expire at the end of February 2027. We're going to be meeting with the new leadership, the leadership of the newly formed company, very soon, and we'll keep you posted if there's going to be any impacts, if any. But essentially, we're not expecting any major changes, said Brader. Owner of Liberty Vote is Scott Leyendecker. He's the founder of No Inc., an electronic poll book software developer. Also, Leyendecker, a former Republican election director in St. Louis, Missouri, posted on the new Liberty Vote website that the company would be dedicated to restoring trust in our elections. Our purpose is simple: to ensure America's elections are secure, fair, and honest, and Americans can feel safe knowing that their voting systems are absolutely transparent, accountable, and can be recounted. However, according to the Daily Caller story, Leyendecker's purchase of Liberty Vote included an unusual demand: dropping the lawsuits by Dominion against prominent conservative figures like Rudy Giuliani, attorney Sidney Powell, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Very simple explanation for that. He's not going to pay hundreds of millions of dollars for a company that could potentially keep the lawsuits going and benefit getting even more money from these lawsuits. You may remember that Fox News settled with Dominion for, I think it was like $650 million. Others had been involved in lawsuits and had to pay huge numbers compensation to Dominion as well. So it is fact, it is proven, and Liberty is taking over. I got to respond to a text message right now from Kyle Malin of MERS News Service. No freaking way. He says LaFave could serve 4 years in the Senate and then get ready for a run for Congress. That's not going to happen. No way Beau LaFave ever goes to Washington, D.C. Not going to happen. He needs to go away. But I know Kyle likes Beau. He's given him numerous quotes of the day. So let's see where this goes. Now, one last little short story I'm going to get in real quick here before the break. The process as to what's going on with the, let's move this back to here and pull this story up. I want to make sure I get this accurate. Here it is. Here it is. I got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Property tax petition drive. We talked about this story from MERS News Service yesterday. Well, it is official. The drive will be extended through the month of November. If you believed you signed the petition sheet back in April of this year, we are sending all of those petition sheets back to the circulators, asking them to contact those signatures and get back in touch with them and have them re-sign again now in October, early November. So it is official. It has been pushed back for another month. Originally, Carla Wagner thought she was going to end it next Friday, October 31st. Well, now it's been extended through November. So again, text me AX, and I'll send you the link to the website, axmytax.org. You can contact them, leave them a message, or you can call Carla Wagner directly. Text me AX. Not only will I send you the link to the website, but I'll give you Carla Wagner's cell phone number. Absolutely. So one of the things that we're looking at is the fact that this process is continuing and will go on for the month of November. We also have a media campaign. You're going to be seeing a text message hopefully later today. I'm working with a text messaging company. They're going to be sending out a text message regarding the fundraiser for the media campaign to get the commercial on radio and TV, as well as a link to the website, axmytax.org. So if you're a precinct delegate, you went to the state convention last year, you're probably going to be getting a text message. We're asking you to share that text message with everybody you know in your district, in your area, or even people you know downstate. This is the final push to collect signatures and try to get money raised to put this on radio and TV. So greatly appreciate it. If you want to know more about the media campaign and hear the commercial, text me media. And my phone will send you back the link. So one of the things that we're looking for is this is a volunteer campaign. Nobody is getting paid to collect signatures. Nobody's getting paid to do any of this work. This is all done with volunteers. This is probably our only opportunity to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. This would make housing much more affordable for young folks, where if they don't own a house right now, they can afford to get one, and would attract a lot of young people to move back to our state. If all they have to pay for is principal and interest and insurance, it would greatly make housing a lot more affordable and force Lansing to make some cuts to the budget while sending the money back to the local county governments. Final half hour of today's show. More stories. We'll wrap it up. Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.